This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. As the Earth continues to warm and the world's need for energy continues to grow, here's a question. Is it possible to find an environmentally friendly fuel source that would not contribute to global warming? At least one scientist thinks so, and he believes the answer lies within the body of the lowly termite. And here to tell us more is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday and a regular Thursday contributor to Day to Day. Ira, I'll be the straight man here. How can the termite be the environmentally correct answer to a pretty serious problem?
Yeah, well, it is hard to imagine, but it is not the destructive action of the termites we're talking about, you know, the kind of action that eats away at the wood in your home. What's of interest here is what the termite does with all that wood that it's chomping on. What is of interest here is the termite's guts, if you want to be plain about it. The termites have a talent. They can digest the part of the plant that you and I cannot, and I'm talking about the cellulose. It's that stuff that gives the cell walls of the plant its structure. It's what makes wood woody. Well, termites can digest cellulose by means of a bacterial parasite, and they can convert it to ethanol, which is a form of alcohol and a fuel that can be used to power cars and other fossil fuel engines. But here is where the environmentally friendly part comes in, because the way termites convert the cellulose to alcohol, they do it in what's called a carbon-neutral way, says Nobel physicist laureate Stephen Chu. And what he means by that is that they don't release any more carbon into the atmosphere than was used to make the cellulose in the first place. And it is the carbon in the form of carbon dioxide that, you know, is one of the major greenhouse gases. So they're very interested in the termites for this reason.
So you got a little biochemical factory going on inside the termite here. Is Stephen Chu serious about taking it outside the body of the termite and making it a big process?
Well, you know, he says he is, and he said that so far he has been cajoling his colleagues into jumping on the termite guts bandwagon, including 56 members of another prestigious body, the National Academies of Science. So he's trying to talk people into this idea.
So you would replicate what happens inside the termite on a much larger scale?
Yeah, you would do that. You might. I don't think he's talking about taking termites and turning them into alcohol-producing factories, but trying to find out what goes on inside the stomach of the termites and actually emulating that. He's sort of moved his work underground, so to speak, in termite-wise. But he is convinced that we could learn a lot from termites and about our energy future instead of waiting decades for things like nuclear fusion, solar and wind to become available on a large scale. We could learn from termites how to turn parts of plants we usually don't eat, like, you know, the corn husks and the stalks, stuff that we throw away, turn them into alcohol. And what I found really interesting about this is how history may be repeating itself. Because in 1719, a very highly respected French scientist named Réaumur, he took a walk in the woods and discovered that by studying the guts of wasps, he discovered how to make paper out of wood. They had only learned how to make paper out of rags, you know, rag paper. And he said, well, if the wasps can do it, why can't we do it? If you look at a wasp's nest, it's made out of paper. So we may have history repeating itself here, because Dr. Chu believes that termite guts can save the planet.
Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday, regular Thursday contributor to Day to Day. Thank you, Ira.
You are welcome.